Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it is Glenn the Outlaw here, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, U.S. Highway 17 at Coconut Street in Bowling Green will be under construction by the Florida Department of Transportation to improve drainage services. Construction will begin on or around Monday, August 24th, and is expected to be completed early September, weather permitting. Expect lane closures and delays. Flagmen will be present, drive safely, and plan accordingly for safe travels. Wauchula Police Department has received information of individuals posing as City of Wauchula employees approaching houses. These individuals are wearing polos with the City of Wauchula's name on them. The subjects are inquiring about possible damage done to vehicles by city work in the area, asking to examine the vehicles. If you are approached by one of these individuals, please contact local law enforcement immediately. Workers with the City of Wauchula should be able to provide ID from the city as well as identifying clothing. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, the Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, August 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your jobs in Hardy County, Suncoast Credit Union in Wauchula is looking for a branch manager responsible for the day-to-day service center operation and the training and supervision of service center employees in all areas of credit union services. Must be thoroughly familiar with all functions of the credit union with in-depth knowledge of the overall credit union policies and procedures. Responsible for the proper maintenance and upkeep of service center's physical facilities. Advanced Auto Parts in Wauchula is looking for a general manager, professional level sales and management position capable of supporting functions on both sides of the business. The role requires understanding of store systems, automotive systems, parts knowledge, and the ability to identify, troubleshoot, and project assist for do-it-yourself. Responsible for developing and maintaining professional customer relationships and program growth, and they are accountable for achieving financial metrics and maintaining service and appearance standards. Relogistics Services LLC in Arcadia is looking for a general warehouse laborer. The general laborer is responsible for sorting materials, such as pallets, reusable plastic containers and boxes, and other miscellaneous duties throughout the distribution center. Responsibilities include, but not limited to, achieving expected production requirements while maintaining a clean and safe working environment. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wachula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wachula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. There's a heat advisory in effect from 12 to 6 p.m. today. A widespread heat index values between 108 and 112 are expected during peak heating times in portions of southwest and west central Florida from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The combination of hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur. High temperatures in the low to mid-90s combined with deep tropical moisture will result in dangerous heat index values during the afternoon hours. Make sure to stay safe. Make sure to get frequent breaks. Stay hydrated. Don't sweat it out in the heat because it is dangerous. Your current weather: UV index 9, very high. Winds east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. Wind gusts 17 miles an hour. The humidity 70%. Dew point 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Pressure 30.02 inches of mercury. Cloud cover is 76%. Visibility 14 miles. The cloud ceiling is 28,000 feet. And the indoor humidity is dangerously humid at 70%. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 5:04 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%, highest heat index readings 103 to 108 early in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, lows in the upper 70s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Tuesday, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. Highest heat index readings 106 to 111 in the afternoon, and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our sports news and business news.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Takuma Sato gave Rahal Letterman-Lanigan Racing its second Indianapolis 500 victory Sunday, while Graham Rahal's third-place run made it a banner afternoon for the team. It's been 16 years since the team reached victory lane with Buddy Rice behind the wheel, and longtime Late Show host David Letterman once wondered whether they would ever make it back. Sato got there when a late caution with him leading forced the COVID-19 delayed race to end under the yellow flag. Dustin Johnson's back at number one in the world in golf and looked the part Sunday, winning the TPC Northern Trust, shooting a 63 in the final round for an 11-shot victory. Harris English finished alone in second and wrapped up a spot in the Tour Championship. And Sofia Popov has become the first female golfer from Germany to capture a major title when she won the Women's British Open by 2 strokes at Royal Troon. This is SRN Sports. If you collect baseball cards, listen to this. A record price for a card, a one-of-a-kind Mike Trout rookie card, sold at auction for nearly $4 million. That beats the previous record for a Honus Wagner card from 1909 that sold back in 2016 for $3.12 million. The 2009 Bowman Chrome Draft Prospects Superfractor Trout card was sold in an online auction by Golden Auctions for $3,936,000. The Capitals fired coach Todd Reirden after a second consecutive first-round exit from the playoffs. Sunday's pink slip comes just 3 days after the Caps lost to former coach Barry Trotz's Islanders in a 5-game series. Washington opted to promote Reirden from the top assistant job and let Trotz leave rather than give him a raise after winning the Stanley Cup in 2018. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The S&P and the NASDAQ stood at record highs as Wall Street got back to work this morning. The Dow also traded sharply higher at mid-morning. The Conference Board delivers this month's snapshot of consumer confidence tomorrow. The group's Consumer Confidence Index is closely watched because consumer spending plays a huge role in the U.S. economy, accounting for roughly 70% of all economic activity. The index took a severe hit between January and April because of the coronavirus pandemic, but it has started to improve since April. Energy companies are busy evacuating workers from more than 100 oil and gas production platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. This is tropical storms Marco and Laura churn toward the Louisiana coast. Global stock markets rose today on the heels of Wall Street's record performance last week. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
And now for our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the coming weeks, growers of small grains around the country will receive surveys from the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. The agency is taking a comprehensive look into the 2020 production and supply of small grains that include wheat, oats, and rye. NASS Southern Regional Director Anthony Prilliman tells MorningAgClips.com, "We will contact close to 4,000 producers in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina to accurately measure 2020 acreage yield and production for small grains." For the first time since the Georgia National Fair began in 1990, the October event has been canceled. The Georgia Agricultural Exposition Authority made the decision to cancel the 2020 fair on August 12th after determining that it would not be possible to host a fair that abides by Georgia and Centers for Disease Control safety regulations for COVID-19. Chairman Foster Rhodes says, "We feel there is no halfway to producing a fair like we're used to hosting and have reached this unforeseen decision." The Alpha Pavilion at Auburn University's Ag Heritage Park has reopened with a new design, but continues to pay homage to Alabama's rich agricultural history. According to alphafarmers.org, the pavilion first opened in 2006, and its bright red barn-like exterior immediately attracted visitors from campus and beyond. Initial construction was made possible through donations from the Alabama Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water. When in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. With high labor costs, will more farmers turn to drones for help with crop scouting? Dr. Yannis Ampadzidis is an assistant professor in the Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering at the University of Florida. He's developing tools to both detect and classify various types of crop stress.
And using drones, we can identify hotspots that we can even go and do a secondary inspection. And if we prove the system that it's accurate, then it will be a great solution to minimize scouting cost. Scouting is very labor intensive. And sometimes can be very expensive and very difficult in a lot of cases that diseases produce similar symptoms. That's why early detection is the critical step here.
But he says detection is only the first step.
And this is where AI and different other classification methods come on to help us classify, not only detect, but also classify the disorder. It can be an abiotic disorder, for example, it can be water stress or a nutrient stress, or it can be like a disease, a virus, a bacteria.
Ampadzidis has seen promising results with problems such as bacterial spot in tomatoes and powdery mildew in squash.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And that concludes our time here today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: why is there so much month left at the end of the money? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.